This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, revisits a family we first met in 2013. Cynthia Herod was 11 years old. Now, she's a new mom. When she discovered she was pregnant at 15, she made a vow to herself. She wouldn't drop out of school or even take a semester off. She now has an infant son and a high school diploma, 2 years ahead of schedule. Cynthia Herod has always had big, bright eyes, and even bigger plans for herself. At 11 years old, she was proud to have mastered many household tasks and basic budgeting.
If I didn't learn all the cleaning and all the chores and the discipline now, when I grow up and my mom's not there to walk me through every step, I'd be lost.
Now at 16, she's the mom looking out for a little one.
Yeah. Yeah.
5-month-old Elijah is all she thinks about. When Cynthia realized a baby was on the way, she was 15 and a couple of months into her sophomore year at Brewer High in White Settlement. She immediately made a decision. She would have the baby and double down on school.
Because I wanted to have a good life for him, and just because things happened, I didn't want it to stop my success.
So she made a plan. In addition to going to school all day, she'd take more classes online in the afternoons, evenings, and on the weekends. She really pushed herself, using every spare moment she had to do homework and take tests.
Staying up countless nights, middle of the night, going out to eat, I'd take my laptop and just constantly working.
And it paid off. Cynthia had the baby in March, kept plugging away at school after he came home from the hospital, and was able to graduate in May.
I finished 2 years left of high school that I had in one semester.
She was 15 with a 2-month-old.
I cried. I was so happy. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I can't believe I actually did it.
Balancing a pregnancy and then a newborn with quadruple her typical course load wasn't easy. Cynthia's mom, Shanique Dory, was very worried at first about what her young daughter was facing.
I felt like her life was over. I felt like, you know, you just made life 30 times harder than what it needed to be. So I was definitely that person.
Ultimately, though, Dory was surprised by her daughter's attitude and determination. Cynthia read up on pregnancy, childbirth, and parenting on her own and made the decision to speed through high school all by herself. That really impressed her mom.
She really is considering, you know, the financial impact on the family with the choices that she has made. And she made some decisions that she was going to do something different to, you know, make it to where it wasn't an undue hardship on the family.
Cynthia says that's important to her going forward, too. She just turned 16, so she's still living at home. And the Dory house has an extra bedroom that's been converted into a well-appointed nursery for Elijah. The closet is stocked with clothes and diapers, organized by size. Cynthia plans to start working part-time. She's fluent in both English and Spanish and hopes to put her dual language skills to use. And next year, she wants to start going to college online. After that, she wants to go to law school.
Because I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to have a different story to tell. I didn't just want to be like what most people see and you just give up, you drop out. I wanted to exceed people's expectations.
She's already exceeded her mother's expectations. Shanique Dory says she's blown away by what her daughter has accomplished as a student and the brave way she's embraced motherhood.
This has really opened her eyes and she's become a better person.
Cynthia Herod says that's because now there's another tiny person who needs her to be the best version of herself.
Is that fun? Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
And she has no plans to let him down. Courtney Collins, KERA News.